Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. Hi, Vinny.
Hey.
Oh, you have headphones on today. Oh, that's so strange to see you with those after the earbuds for all this time.
It's strange, is it?
It is. Changes the whole shape of your head. How do they sound? Better? What did you get?
They sound okay, but I'm should I? Oh, I mean, there have been times in the past where you're like, I can't look at you.
You have put some on that are just like, whoa, like those are some headphones.
Right.
No, those are fine.
Like these the kazoo one.
Oh my god, they had like little antennas. Yeah.
You guys, those are.
Reached, so they had a satellite, a dish.
Very well known headphones. Really good brand.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. If you bought them, they're a great brand.
I'm sure they're the best.
Well, actually, this is. They don't even make these anymore.
What are those?
They're UE. Ultimate Ears is, I think, what that's. But they're old. And I was able to find them on eBay.
Oh.
Because they don't make them anymore. Now UE, I think, only does those earbud type. You know, the custom ones.
Right.
And I like these. They're sort of light. Uh-huh. They're small. They you know, I don't feel like I've got the kazoo. Oh, I don't know what all that is, but...
remember kazoo?
No, I remember. Well, yes, and I remember the headphones you're speaking of.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
and I do
and
know
he had those like pretty blue ones. For, like,
oh yeah,
the
those are really
for
pretty.
A while.
Yeah,
a
those are nice and girly
pairs.
Why did you get new ones?
I've been trying to find these, and I was so I had to go online and search, and I found them on eBay.
How'd you know about them?
I had a pair a long time ago,
and you liked
and
them.
Liked them.
Yeah.
And so,
how do they sound? Like the
You know how the sound of headphones, you need to get used to it.
Yes.
And once you're used to it, then you're
that's
okay.
Your sound, right.
So they're a little different than what you're wearing. So right. If you put these on right now, you'd go, "Oh no."
Yeah. Well, these I have used these particular Sony headphones. I mean, I just keep buying new pairs of these.
Yeah, I prefer these.
They're
ones
actually
as well.
Hard to find now, weirdly. Like, sometimes if I find them, I'll buy like four pairs mm-hmm. that we have them here at the station.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones.
Well, that's, you know.
For me.
The thing is, they don't really make headphones for DJs.
No.
As in you and me anymore.
They make headphones for people listening to devices.
To plug into their
that's
phones.
It. Right.
Like, you actually. Oh, these. I bought these. They didn't come with the big...
Right, you have to get that. What's that called? A quarter-inch jack?
Yeah, the adapter is just one that I tacked on there. Whatever. Who cares? So tonight...
Yeah, well, what's happening tonight, Vinny?
Well, I was driving in and sort of... You know, I know the holidays, everyone gets so busy.
Yes.
And the missus is no different than a lot of people. She thinks somehow she should be everywhere at once, and she's got her work and her friends and her family and the kid, and she wants to somehow juggle all that. And me, I'm like, I won't be party to it. I'm sorry. You are going to have to space out the things you want to do or that I'm going to be part of.
I see.
So, you know, it's just too much. It gets, like, the holidays are great as long as you're not run into the ground by them.
Yeah. So you say you refuse to let yourself and you're watching her.
I just refuse to get pulled into 100 things and find myself not enjoying any of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's in general, really. I just don't want to live like that. Do you?
No.
No, it's just bogus. And I don't know why people, I guess certain people thrive on that. they would probably feel like they're dying if they're not busy.
Hooman needs to always have, you know, his calendar is crazy. I look at his calendar and it just makes me shudder.
And I know some of that is that what are they, FOMO?
Yeah. Yeah,
I think some of it's that.
My theory is that he doesn't. Oh, you're here. I was going to talk about you. Sorry. My theory is that he doesn't want to be alone.
Oh.
Man.
Well,
and he likes to be seen.
He does. And he's into that stuff. Like, he clearly gets some enjoyment out of it. And but I, you know, I don't have FOMO at all.
I have
FOLA, fear of leaving home.
FOLA. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I just don't want. I want to just be.
But the last time I had FOMO was Hooman's birthday party.
Oh, you know what though?
I know
it was not the place for you, but you would have. We would have found you a place, and we would
have. Yeah, but I wouldn't have enjoyed it.
Not right.
But I wanted to be there for Hooman and hang out with you guys and our boss.
Yep.
Well, we missed you tremendous.
No, you didn't notice.
We talked about you several times that night.
Oh, you did?
Well, it's too bad Yuzi's not here. And then as it got crowded, I'm like, good thing Yuzi's not here.
Right.
Anyway, so tonight is an event that I am going to, and it's my kid's Christmas play at school.
Oh, what is she going to do?
I don't know. I think they're singing, and I'm not sure because she says stuff, and then it turns out that's just not at all what is happening. So it might be something Nutcracker-ish.
I see.
She might be singing a lot or not at all.
Right.
We don't know.
She might be singing in a large group or all alone.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. So that's just...
Does she have an outfit she's wearing?
I believe there is a dress.
Oh, so it's not a costume. Like, she's not playing the, you know, the sugar
soldier
plum fairy
something.
Or something.
I didn't get all the details. I just know I'm going
to
be out.
Well,
later than normal tonight.
When you go to the kid things that are the obligation and happen continually throughout their entire school thing, the only time you're remotely interested is when your kid is actually doing something, and the rest of the time you're going to be killing. You're just mentally murdering yourself.
No, I mean, we went to one at the school once before, and it was, there's no doubt
that torture.
The different age group kids come through, and I'm like,
oh boy, a bunch of kids I don't know and don't care to see. This
all
is
right.
When's my kid getting out here? Yeah,
you well, go, back, you support take video them. Or picture.
Right back. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. So back to the whole. So the things I'm gonna do, I'm gonna go all in and be. I'm gonna put a smile on my face and hang
happy
out.
To be here.
And that's because I didn't do five things earlier in the day or last night and the night before that and the morning before that. Like, it's just too much.
Yeah.
I realize probably some of you are out there going, what a puss. But, dude, I don't want to live like that.
No.
I don't know why any of you do, but if you do, good.
Yeah, have fun. But don't get on the people who want to keep their lives as stress-free as possible. I have enough stress in my life.
Yeah.
I don't need to
right.
also be now stopping everything I'm doing to get ready to go to something I don't want to go to.
Maybe you guys shouldn't get on the people who like to go out and
we're not.
I'm not.
We're not. Oh, I think it's really great. Good for you. I'm amazed by you, Hooman, frankly.
I didn't even bring you up. I was talking about my missus, so I don't even know. I mean, I actually...
You didn't, but the other two did.
I did, but I told Hooman the other day, because we had all those events all in a row, and we were walking back to the car on Saturday, I think, after Westfield. I go, dude, I don't know how you do it. I am beat. And he's like, he had other events to go to that day.
He's got a strong party muscle.
Yeah strong party muscle. No, it's not. We're not giving you crap. We're just saying that's not for us.
We admire that about you.
Really? Because I heard that lonely comment.
Well, that is my theory. I'm sorry.
Sounds like you were getting on me.
You can't tell me how to feel.
I mean, you could refute that, Hooman. We could certainly have a fight. I'd love to. I mean, you guys. I'd love to watch that.
Fight! Through the- fight! Fight! Fight!
We have
fight.
To sit in this room for 5 hours today. So
that is true.
No, we don't fight.
All right.
Besides, Hooman, I'll always win. So.
Hooman, by the way, has been working very hard on this morning show. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. It's the we should just call that the Hooman Hour.
Why?
Well, we're going to be hearing the Franco Brothers interview that Bryn did on Friday.
Friday, yeah. Mm-hmm. After
By the way, Bryn
event.
Is texting in, you guys.
Oh, what is Bryn saying?
He said, hello. Let me tell him 7 a.m. his interview.
And then after that, Hooman has been working very hard on a segment. I asked him to get me some audio, and as he went through, Yuzi and I are sitting in the office, and Hooman is just cackling away at this audio. And so he's put together a piece. And then I have something.
Wait. What is it, a piece?
I'm not going to tell you. I mean, that's, you know, it's coming up.
Anticipation.
You don't want to tell us at all what it's about? No. Or no? Just,
seven
he
o'clock.
Looked at some audio and it was cackling.
I said, listen, it's a long segment. It's an interview. I need you to, can you cut this down? Here's the specific things I'm looking for. And as he's listening to it, he's cracking. He goes, all right, it's 12 minutes. I'm gonna do my best to get it done.
I wonder
about a minute
if it's
and
the,
a half.
I oh, read wow. about something this morning.
Don't guess. Just wait.
I won't guess. But I read about, I'm sure it'll make your news one way or another, but I read about it and was just like, oh my God, what a difficult event to be at.
Oh.
Is that what this audio is from? From an event?
It's not.
Okay.
Well, it was a...
What's the event you read about?
Never mind. I don't know if it'll
yeah,
end
well,
up being
come tell
a guess.
Me and I'll see if I
well,
get
this
it.
This isn't
or
an
if
event,
I got it.
Is it?
No. This is... It's an... I even said it was an interview. It's... All right. Hold on. He's whispering it to Yuzette. And Yuzette is nodding.
That's not the one, but okay. we got that.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
Yeah.
Is it the Jay-Z and Beyonce posing for pictures in the elevator event?
No.
No, never mind. It doesn't matter. But I thought that that's what you might be mentioning. What?
And then later today.
Yeah.
Later, after the show.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm getting a deck.
Oh, you're doing the deck.
The deck is happening
oh,
today.
Finally.
We carried all. Yesterday was the prep day. I had to carry all the wood into the back. So Golden State Lumber. Ding, woo-hoo! Ding. No shame. Mike Stone. Love that guy. So the deck was delivered. The redwood deck. We did decide to go with real wood, Hooman. Not fake wood.
Good.
He got his way on everything in the back.
What do you mean? What do you mean real wood versus fake wood? What do you mean?
There's Trex decking, which is like a composite deck, and it's way maintenance free, but it looks like they do a good job with it, but it's twice as expensive as real wood, and it's...
Oh, it's just, more expensive than real
wood. Oh my God. It's maintenance free, lasts forever.
Oh.
It's a great product. But it's twice as expensive and doesn't look like real wood.
Right.
Like, it's close. It kind of looks like real wood. I mean, but you'd be able to get out there and power wash the thing. It would look good as new. You don't have to refinish it. Like,
But you didn't do it.
We didn't. In the end, we just decided we should go with real wood.
You know, real wood, nothing is like real wood. Mm. I ordered a front door and the people were like, listen, you got to go with this not wood. The knot wood is what you do. And I'm like, no, real wood. Nothing looks like that. And
well, are you going to paint it or are you going to stain it?
No. This was already done. This was something I did. Oh. But I bought the real wood door. Yeah. And it turns out you should not get real wood doors. Like, they have way better stuff.
And especially an exterior door. It should be, you know, you should get almost like a fiberglass door with like a steel covering.
They have way better doors.
They get beaten by the sun.
But nothing looks like it at first.
No, I know. So that's the thing about the deck. It's, you know, it's been a long time coming. As you know, we ripped that deck off in September of last year. And so I've been walking on joists and with plywood down over them. I've fallen through the deck a couple times. It's been great.
This yard is your olive.
Dude, you are not kidding. It's never going to get distributed either.
So how long does a deck take?
Well, apparently it takes 15 months because I'm finally getting it.
Yeah.
It shouldn't take long at all now that we've got the wood there. And the whole thing was like yesterday we finished. We were doing this bitchethane tape on the we're putting it back on the old deck structure.
Mm-hmm.
So we're covering we're putting this tape down.
But they need to make clean cuts and there'll be a lot of sanding, right?
There'll be a lot of, I mean, I'm sure it'll take a week to put the deck on.
It's going to be a while.
It starts today and we've done so much prep getting ready for it that it should go on with no problem. And I finished the last of the painting yesterday. And it's just, I got so much. Yesterday was so productive. You ever have that day? I crossed 15 things off my list yesterday.
You didn't go surfing yesterday?
No, no, I didn't go surfing. Oh. That wasn't actually on my list. That's weird. Should I put that on there?
Well, I went and did that.
Because I can immediately cross that off.
That was my thing. As you know, you talk about all this planning. I have to make time for certain things that help me be me.
Yeah.
And that's one of them. Mm-hmm. It was sunny out, but because of all the wind, I know it is upwelling, but the wind sort of turns the water and it's freezing cold. Freezing. Like, so the sun's out and you're sort of tricked into thinking, man, it's wonderful.
Do you wear booties? Have I asked you?
I do. Okay, yes, I wear booties.
It's freezing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You wear a little hoodie?
No,
too?
I don't wear those.
What about
a lot of guys do, though, so I'm not.
Yeah.
No judgment, but I don't.
You want to be as warm as you can.
I just don't want to have that thing on.
Because you look too much like a seal? Or...
Dude, we're already out there with those things. I mean, I don't think that my headwear is going to, one way or another.
Yep, definitely a seal, guys. Let's get him.
Look at his head.
I don't think that's...
A tasty seal.
I mean, they're coming from below, so I don't think they check my headwear.
Man.
The sharks, I mean.
Coming from below, speaking of that, that's the entire reason I would never surf, is that I just don't want
that's
my legs.
That's the reason?
Yes, because I don't want my legs to be dangling into the water that I can't see the bottom on. No, thanks. I just can't. It's like I can't even dangle my leg off the damn bed. And I'm a grown woman who knows that there's nothing there, but I still can't put a leg off the bed. And, to put one down into the water, no, couldn't do it. Maybe if I had steel boots on or something.
Steel boots.
Something crunch proof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what they need, crunch proof wetsuits.
No, they don't. Listen, surfing sucks. Don't try it. It's awful.
I agree. Don't worry. You have no worries for me. I'm not going to be taking any spots on any lineups on any waves
After that video I showed you yesterday of the beating that person took.
Oh, my gosh. Why don't you just throw a rag doll into the crazy rushing waves?
It's funny how the ocean, you could be screaming uncle as loud as you want and it just doesn't let up.
No, and there's nothing anyone can do to help you.
No.
They're just like, sorry, but that looks super dangerous, so good luck.
This guy's getting washed repeatedly
pummeled
into the rocks on this video, and actually I didn't even play the audio for you, but his friends or someone is just going, Oh, no. Oh, God,
but
again.
But they continue to film him.
Because there's nothing. You just said it.
Can't
there's
they
nothing.
Throw him a line?
No, there's
don't they
nothing.
Bring a safety tow rope? Or don't they have a jet ski they can get to him
there
on?
There is nothing that can be done.
So does that guy die or what happens?
No, he probably left there with severe injuries because he was washed onto the rocks repeatedly. But I think he protected his head. That's,
job
your arms
one
and legs. Who knows?
Disposable. Your head, not so much.
Right.
Okay.
Well, let's do this. I'm excited.
Oh, my God. Me too.
It's deck day, everyone.
Hey, everyone. Go to the Alice 973 Instagram. I posted a picture of me, James Franco, Dave Franco, and Bryn. Check it out real quick.
We're less than an hour away from your big interview, too. Oh, my God. The 7 o'clock hour is going to be all Hooman all the time.
Yeah.
All right.
And there's Hooman with the model-like actor types from Hollywood, and he's the standout.
Oh.
I don't know how that happens.
You are good-looking.
Thank you so much.
Did he, dim their part of the...
They do not look nearly as handsome.
God, I'm going to have to check that out during the break. All right, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Oh, feel that? Let's get moving. It's the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. We'll be right back after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.